Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon. We're back live here from the showroom floor of Oracle Open World 2014. And I'm back here with Patricia Dews, talking a little bit about the OAUG International Committee. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So give us a little overview. What's it all about?
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to talk about it because I don't think we tell enough people about our international connections. So OAUG is a global user group. We have members worldwide, and so what we want to do is represent those members everywhere. And sometimes I think groups tend to lose focus, focusing on the U.S. And so what we've done is made sure that we try to have representatives worldwide. So with the international, we call it the International Committee. We have board members who participate on this committee, and each one represents a part of the world. And so we represent Europe, India, and the Middle East, Asia Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, South America, Mexico, and Canada, and Alaska, even though that's part of the U.S., and South Africa. So those are our areas, and each of us have made contact with our OAUG members there. Typically in those regions, there are user groups established. We call them GEOs, geographical groups, and they meet on a regular basis. And so what we try to do is be that liaison and see, do they need maybe Oracle speakers to come to their meetings? Do they need some information, maybe webinars? What could we be doing as OAUG to better serve our members?
So why is it important to focus on the international aspect of this?
Well, international, the products are not all the same. And so when you're talking about multinational, international uses of the products, you have currency issues, you have the language issues. So what's different about their products? What are their challenges versus those that we are experiencing here in the U.S.? So that's why we don't want them to feel left out with the Oracle applications.
So how do you identify and select topics to talk about?
Well, what we do is we all learn from each other. And so what works over here, we, offer over there. For example, OAUG Japan has been a great partner. They were interested in organizing a customer support council, and we helped them get that set up as part of their Japanese group. And so anywhere that they need help and OAUG can help, that's what we try to do.
So how do people get involved? Where do they go to do this?
Well, you can go to our website. We, like I said, it's our board members working with the user groups or the GEOs in those countries. And so we make contact with those leaders. If you're one of the geographical leaders in one of those areas of the world, go to the OAUG website and you can see information about the International Committee. You can simply send an email to OAUG.org and tell them that you're interested in information. You can send it to me at pdews@oaug.org, and we'll get them matched up.
Sounds great. Sounds like you guys are doing some great stuff all over the globe, not just in North America.
We are, and we're really excited about it. So hopefully we're getting the word out. We'll keep saying it. And we also meet up in person at these conferences, too. So it's great.
That's awesome. That's
awesome.
Well, I know we'll be right back with Raghav talking about the Young Professionals Forum. But take a quick break. We'll be right back at Oracle Open World 2014.